We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new parak, Parak Azraya V'Lachayim. And this parak deals Be'ikir with Matnais Kahuna. Next parak as well, Reish Sagez. The Zeroya V'Lachayim V'Hakeva are when you shecht the carbon, when not a carbon, when you shecht the behema, when you for yourself, Chulin, we'll see a carbon is actually excluded from Zeroya L'Chayim and Keva. So there's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen. It says in the pasuk, "Zeyi mishpat ha-kehanim meis ha-om meis zoyvche ha-zevach imshar imse v'nosan la-koyin ha-zeroya v'lechayim ha-keva." The zeroya is the forearm, the chayim is the cheek together with the tongue, va-keva is the stomach. So the mitzvah is to give this when you shech the carbon for yourself. You shech the behema for yourself, or you shech food for yourself. The mitzvah give matnas kahuna to the koyin. You give the koyin these three things from that behema as a present, from a behema that you shecht for yourself. You give the zeroya l'chaim v'keva. Now, this matnas kahuna does not make the behema tevel. It's a mitzvah to give this to the koyin. If you don't, it's not pshat that the behema is tevel, but there's a mitzvah of matnas kahuna to give these three things to the koyin. So let's see the Mishnah. Hazeroya v'lechaim v'keva noyigin ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. It's noyigin eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Befnei Abayis, when the Beis Mikdash is up, v'shloi b'nei Abayis, after the Churban Beis Mikdash, b'chulim avloi mikdashim. Da'afka b'chulim not mikdashim. And Rashi speaks out, why does it say ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz? Meshum d'boi l'meimah b'chulim loi mikdashim, nokat l'hu. Therefore it says, ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. It sounds like Rashi is saying, is that, what should be the tzad should be potter v'chutz la'aretz? It has nothing to do with the land. It has to do with the pehema, ma'nas kuna. So Rashi says the whole thing is lav dafka. The problem is that the Mashal asks already, there is a man yama later on, in the beginning of the next parak, that they make a hekesh to Chuma, that it's taka only noig baretz. There's a man yama holds, a tana, that holds, that the Zeroya al-Khanke is only noig baretz. And actually, we pask in that way. Today we pass in that way also, Pashas we pass in that way, that Zeroya al-Khanke is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. It says the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, brought down Ma'aser Rav to try to do it here in Chutz La'aretz because it's Machlokes, how we paskin, Big Shah, how we paskin. But either way, Mashal is bothered that it is very important to say this Shita because it's called Lafuke, the Shita of the Tan of Rabbi Loi. The Mashal says like this, Sarachim, Miach Richel is that, the Vadi Ba'aretz of Chutz La'aretz Gufe Itzrich, Lafukim Rabbi Loi, Doma Reish Shagez, Ein Noyege Ba'aretz, Kamirim Reish Perik Stuach Hakan, Behedya, Buadin Lamatonis, Kapish Rashisham, same thing by Matonis. So he's bothered by Rashi a little bit, but in any case, our Mishnah says the Zeroya of Lechaim Keva is Noig Ba'aretz and a Chutz La'aretz Bnei Abayis, so Bnei Abayis, Bechulin Davka Avloi Mekadoshim, not by Mekadoshim, not by Kabbonis, not by something that was hektish, there is no din of Zeroya of Lechaim Keva. Shoya Bedin, Oma Umachulin, Shein Chayav Mechaz Vashoy, Chayav Matano, as you have said, that it's a Kav Chayma. Ma Dechulin, that it's not Chayav Mechaz Vashoy, we know when you bring a Shlomim, you have to give the Chazor of Vashoyik to the Koyim. So maybe you would say, Ma the Chulin is not Chayiv Chazor of Vashoyik, Chayiv Matano, is this Chayiv Matano, is Kochim, which has the Chiv Chazor of Vashoyik, Chayiv Chazor of Vashoyik, Ein Adin, Shechayiv Matano, Shunim Chayiv Matano. So it's a Kavachayim. Tamalai Mar, it says in the Pasuk, in regards to Chazor of Vashoyik, it says, Ki as Chazay HaTnufa Vashoyik HaTruma, the Chazay is the chest, the Shoyik is the thigh. Lekachti me'es b'nei Yisrael, mezivchei shal mehem, ve'etein oysom la'aharen ha'koyin ol'vonim, chokilom me'es b'nei Yisrael. It says, ve'etein oysom la'aharen ha'koyin ol'vonim, chokilom. Ein lo'y el ha'masha oma b'inyin. We only have what it says in the Pasuk, that's what you give to the koyin. You give to the koyin the chazam and the shoyk by kachim, and you don't give the zeroya l'chayim v'keva to the koyin when it comes to kachim. That's a miyat, the special miyat in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says that only by chulin do we have a din zeroya l'chaim v'keva. Dr. Mishnah Vayit, there's a kol ha'kachim shekodam mum kavua lekdesham. So now I'm going to go into some a nidin about kachim that have a mum, and we're going to have basically two type of behemoths with a mum. One type of behemoth with a mum, you makdish it after it had the mum, and one got a mum after it was hektish. The first one that you makdish a behemoth has a mum, it never gets a kedushas haguf, which means it's never royal l'mizbeach, and therefore only has din of kedushas damim. It's like bedek habayis. Masha inkein, if it's first it's a hukdash for a carbon, it gets a kedushas haguf, and it gets kedushas haguf. So then the halacha is a certain dinim, even after it gets a mum, and you paid it, it'll have certain dinim. It's called psuli hamikdashim. It'll have certain dinim. We'll see the dinim as we learn the Mishnah. So Mishnah says this: Kol hakotchim shekodam mum kavua like these days. Before you were makdish, they already had a mum, and then so now it belongs to the Beit HaGabayis. You appointed it. Now it's back to your own animal. V'niftu. So halacha is chayovim bebechayra. It's chayiv in bechar, which means now if it has a firstborn, you have to give it to the kohen. Masha'inkin, if it will be hektish, even though it's hektish domim, still it would not be chayiv in bechar. Like Rashi says, this man the Yama holds, this man the Yama Mishnah holds, that kedusha's domim is matcha mina bechayra, because ain't kedusha chala kedusha. Huh? No. We just said niftu is chayiv in bechar. Niftu is chayiv in bechar. But if it was before pidyon, it's also a chiddush. It's not kedusha guf, it's not kedusha domim. Still, that would be part of a mechara. This isn't for you in our Mishnah. Only after niftu is a chayav mechara. It's also chayav matanois. It's also chayav. This behem is also chayav b'matanois. V'yoytzin l'chulin. And it goes out l'chulin. L'gei what? L'hegzez l'havid. To get giza v'avoida. Usually the halach is that from Sulam HaKadoshim, you can't, which means something that was hekdusha guf, and then you got a mum, then you paid it. When you paid it now, becomes chulun to a certain extent, but only to eat it. You can't use it for avoida, and you can't use it for gziza. Now, another halacha of this type of hektish, that the mum was first, vlodon vechelbon mutter lacha pidyonim. After the pidyon, you allow the vlad, it belongs to you, and the chalav belongs to you. Masha enkein, if you makdish to mimim, and they got a mum, so the halacha there is that you cannot use it for the milk. You can't use it for the milk. It says in the pasuk, tizbach va'achalta basar. So tizbach means v'loy giza, va'achalta v'loy l'kavecha, and basar v'loy chalav. Now what about the vlad? So the vlad is a little trickier. So the vlad, like this. If the vlad's born while the thing is still hektish, then both types of hektish, avad that a vlad belongs to hektish. If it's born after it was completely chulin, and then it was conceived and born, it's pasuk is chulin. The nafkamina between Sulei Makdashim and the case of mum that was koidim lehektesham is a case where it was conceived, it became pregnant while it was a hektesh, and then it gave birth after the pidyon. So when it's a Beit HaGabayis type of hektesh, then the vlad is chulim. Masha enkin, if it's Sulei Makdashim, the vlad will be hektesh. That is the nafkamina. This is vlodon, it's a very dakas nafkamina. Nafkamina is by Iber Lefnei Pidyoinam, Visyala Lacha Pidyoinam. So we have over here the Vlad Vachelba Mutter Lacha Pidyoinam, Vashechet Bechutz is Potter. The halacha is, Vishech this Behema Bechutz, it's not Shchut Dechutz. Why? It's not Royu Le Carbon. It has a mum before the Hektish. So it's regular by the Gabbai. It says, Vashechet Bechutz is Potter. Mashenkin, if it has, if it's first Ketusha Guv, then it gets a mum, there'll be Chayiv. I wouldn't mean it has a mum. It's not Royu Le Elamayid. So Rashi explains that we're talking about a case of doikin shiva'i in a certain type of mum that will be alu lo yerdu according to Rabbi Kiva. If you bring it up to Mizbech, it will be lo yerdu. That's only by something that hektish guf at one point, not this case about the gabayis. But ain oisin tamura, even before the pidyon, it cannot make a tamura. You have this behemoth that had a mum, you makes it better gabayis, you don't think it's tamura. Tamura, don't think it's tamura only by something that hektish guf. Because this has already started for the mum with the darshan from a pasuk. There's no din tamura. Ve'imesu, and if it dies, so now it's a piece of nevela. Yiftu, you can paid it. You can paid it and feed it to the dogs. You can do that, even though usually not usually by psulim makdashim, you can't do that because v'chalta v'loy leklavim. Pasuk v'chalta can't give it to klavim, but here you could give it to the klavim by a case where the mum was first. Another nafkamina of Mesu Yiftu is that a kotcha mizbeach needs to have a mod of a haracha. You only get paid it if it's still alive. You have to stand it up and be paid to Mashenkein. By Beit HaGabayis, you don't need a mod of a haracha. So Mesu Yiftu. Now, this halacha that if the mum is first, it's not kushus aguf, it's only by a regular animal. Chusim ha-bechar u'min ha-maiser. Bechar is chal, kushus aguf, even on a bechar that's born with a mum. Even the kodam mum lehektesham, it's chal kedusha gemura to all the dinim. It's all the dinim. You got to can't be makrivit. You have to be paid it and eat it. But it has all the halachas of gziza va'avayda, all those things. It has. And same thing by meiser. Meiser, it says the 10th was meiser levakir ben toiv l'ra. No matter what it is, it's chal din meiser behema on it. So that's all the halachas of hektesham shekodam mum. Mum is first. What about if the hekdesh was first, kol she kodam hekdeshim es mumon, or a mum oiver kodam hekdeshon, or the first thing it had a mum, but the mum was a mum oiver, which is not considered a mum really. And after the hekdesh happened the mum kavua, so then this beim askus shaguf, and the lach is like this: beniftu, and it got, and you redeemed it. First of all, it's part of Abachaira. And even if it's part, even if it's nifta already, it's already chulin. The halach is that there's no bechar, because the pasuk says, and sviva ayol is, it says in the pasuk by Psalm Gashem, it should be ketsviva chayol. And it's sviva ayol, which are chayas, a part of Abachaira, because only Bakar Vitzayin is chayav and bechar. So if it's first is hektish, then it's a mum, it's part of Abachaira, menamatanis, no matanis. No chiyav matanis on these, because there's not by tzvi v'ayol there's no din matanis. Safka says im shar m'seh, so you know it's potter from matanis even after tzchulin. Main yoytz tzchulin lehagaz v'avayd, you can't do gziz v'avayda even after you've paid it. Vlodon v'chel bonah. So vlodon we explained is a specific case. The vlodon is a case where it's ibur while it was hektish and it gave birth after the pidyon. The locha is that vlad is aser, is taka aser. Now, if it was born completely afterwards, so then it's like it's mutter of lad. It's more like Rashi speaks out. Vlod v'chal b'nasu b'charis mukula the ibel fnei pidyonim v'zial achar pidyonim the iver v'zial achar pidyonim vlad tzvi ayalu. Then it's poshut. It's mutter v'noel fnei pidyonim the ma'ir yahani. I feel a kodam mum like deisham also be awesome. So it's a specific case that the vlad is awesome. V'chal b'nasu even after the pidyon chal b'nasu also. Why? Because it says. Of the pasuk, the miyat, the basar of lechalav, zok the mishnah vaytem, the acha pedyonim after vladim v'chabon also acha pedyonim, v'ashoich them mechutz chayiv, like we spoke out, it was the case of doikin shabayin, which is olo yerdu, so definitely shoich it mechutz chayiv even after it has the mum, v'oisim tamura, it could do a tamura before the pedyon,
huh? Even after pedyon,
when? Yes, yeah, no. Shoich mechutz only before the pedyon. But even though it has a mum, that's a chiddush. Even if it has a mum. Shoyel mechutz is before the pidyon, but even though it has a mum. Even that's a quick chiddush, even though it has a mum. It's not royal as bech, because doikon shabayim. Or is it tamura also is koidim pidyon? It could do tamura. Mashenk in other cases, better gabayim, still cannot do tamura. The emesu, but if it dies, yikbru, you have to bury it. Why? Because first of all, he's a madva racha, and you don't have that. And number two, because it's dead. And number two is because it's inalabi poidit le klovim. You can't be poidit to give it to the klovim. So therefore, meisu yikbru. So ad kana mishnah. So mishnah had a very big arichas in the difference between psulim mekdashim and kachim that start off with a mum. Psulim mekdashim is something that starts off with kedushas haguf and then it gets a mum. And the first part of mishnah was something that starts off with a mum, so it's kedushas dam. And the beginning of the mishnah handles the roya of lechayim v'keva if it's noyig by mekdashim. So let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. It said, Zeroy of Lechayim Akeva is not noyig by Mekadoshim. Now what we have in it is noyig. So the Gemara said there's a Kavachimer. The Kavachimer is, Ma the Chulim doesn't have Chaz V'Shoik. Still has. Ma the Chulim that doesn't have Chaz V'Shoik still has Matanois. Kachim that has Chaz V'Shoik shouldn't have Matanois. So the Gemara says, no, because Oysam, we have a special Miyat to say only Chaz V'Shoik by Mekadoshim. No, Zeroy of Lechayim Akeva. So the Gemara doesn't handle this Kavachimer. This is a good Kavachimer or not? So the Gemara, time of the Kosach one oyusom. A lot of have been a Kosach Mechayov Matanish. We would say Kosach Mechayov Matanish. Why? Because the Kavachaymer, I can make you a Pircha and tell you why Chulin is better. And that's why it's Chayav Matanish. Malach Chulin Shkin Chayov and Bechayra. Chulin is better because it's Chayav and Bechar. Masha Inkain by Kosach is no Chi and Bechar. So that's a Pircha. So the Gemara, okay, Taysim is Scharim. We'll learn out from Scharim. Scharim have a Din Zeroyo Lechayim Vekeva. Obviously, there's no Din Bechayra by Scharim because they don't have firstborn, they don't give birth. So a Zachar, a sheep a Zachar, we're learning out. Madach a sheep a Zachar has, doesn't have Chaz V'Shoik. It still has Matanois. So Kachim Lechash again. So I have a Pircha on that also. Mal Scharim, Shkin Chayav V'Reish Shagaz. Scharim Achayiv B'Reish Shagaz. The male sheep Achayiv B'Reish Shagaz. That when you shear the wool, you have to give some of it to the Kayim. So tomorrow with Tiyashim. We'll learn from Tiyashim. Tiyashim are goats. Goats that are Zachar. It's not just Chayim Bechar, because it's a Zachar. It's not Chayim Reish HaGez, because it's a Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, that says that only sheep are Chayim in Reish HaGez, because there it's Giza. You shear the wool. Mashenkin by Izim don't have regular, they don't really have regular hair, and it's like a pulled out, it's not called the Giza. And therefore, there's no din by goats, and he didn't raise Shagaz. So, learn, you know, no perk on that. Mat Yashim have, don't have Chaz Vashaik, they have Matonis for sure, Kachim. So no, I still have a pircha. Mal tiyoshim shkin echrosim lila sasser has maise behema. Mashen kain by kachim has no maise behema. So I don't want to We'll bring kavachayim from the older goats, which already had maiser, and the next year they don't do maiser. So there's no pircha anymore. So no, mal tiyoshim shkin echrosim nichnesu lila sasser. It once had maiser. That's the mile. It once had maise behema. So tomorrow I'll learn that from lekoyach v'yosim. The loch is, the lekoyach v'yosim don't have Maisa behema. What's lekoyach? Lekoyach means if someone purchases 10 animals from 10 sellers, now he has 10 animals, he's not, and they never get maisa these animals, you're not mechuyev maisa. Only your own bakar, bakar, vetzoynecha have it in maisa behema, not if you buy. Yoshim is if a behema is born the same time that the behema that gave birth died, the mother died, and the child went lechayim, this one lemisa, there's a miyat, it can't be a carbon, it can't be maisa behema either. So we'll bring it right from there. There's no percha. Talking about lekayach v'yosayim, that's a zachar. So there's no bechayra. It was talking about a goat. So there's no reish hagez, and there's no meiser. So we have a good kavachayim. So frek demar, no, I still have a percha. Ma lekayach v'yosayim shekein nichnasam b'mino modir zaser. It's min has meiser behema. So demar b'minim kamre. That's a taina. Kachanami. Kachim also, it's min has meiser. It's min, but it's chulin has meiser. So therefore, it's not a pircha, and yet a good kavachaymer. You could have made a kavachaymer and learn out zeroya lechayim v'keva to kachim. That kachim is more chamer. It has chaz v'shoik, so v'shosha has zeroya lechayim v'keva. Comes the pasuk. Oysom says no. Oysom says there is no din matanois. It's called matanois. Zeroya lechayim v'keva is called matanois. No din matanois by kachim. Frank the all the way now. The you chulin chayav and chaz v'shoik. Shouldn't chulin be chayav and chaz v'shoik? Mekavachayimah. My kachim shen chayav matanois. My kachim not chayav matanois. It's chayav and chaz v'shoik. Chulin shen chayav matanois. That a chayav matanois. And then shen chayav and chaz v'shoik. Shouldn't be chayav and chaz v'shoik. On my quote, the pasuk says, in regards to zeroya of lechayim v'keva, it says, v'ze yiyah mishpat ha-kahana meisa om, meizoyev chayzevach, and sharm sen, nos lankoyen ezreel lechayim v'keva, it says, v'ze yiyah mishpat. Hakanim ze in midachrin loy, nothing else. So the Mara says you need that ze, you need it for this. El time because one is ze halav hachav mina chul and chayav mechaz v'shoik. You would think it's chayav mechaz v'shoik from the kavachaymer. Heck, he said it. But by a tnufa, the loch is chazeh a tnufa v'shoik a truma needs tnufa. So how would you ever possible to give chaz v'shoik to chulin from chulin? You can't do tnufa. Heichal l'nefinu. Where should you do tnufa? Iavaroi. If you do it outside the base hamikdash pnei Hashem, ksev it says. That it has to be done, the tnufa has to be l'fnei Hashem. And if, it's like it says in the pasuk, Yodav Tziviena is Ishi Hashem, is a chel v'chazav, v'vena is a chazav, l'hanav v'yis tnufa l'fnei Hashem, is l'fnei Hashem. And now on top of my base, Iyagavoy, you bring it inside, Iyagavoy, you go bring it inside to do tnufa, Kamal chul l'azara, you bring chul l'azara. And Rashi says, something I don't need for avoida, I'm allowed to bring in chul l'azara, because Rashi is by warning, you find sometimes that they ate their kachim together with spices from chulin. So they had stuff in the azara from chulin. But you're not allowed to bring in things that's not tzarech gavaya. You're only going to bring things that are tzarech gavaya, you're allowed to bring. Taisa is a little different. He says, chulin b'azara is anything that's derech avayda I can't do. So here it's derech avayda, so it's chulin azara. So what's the tzad? So the Mar says, you're right. There's no tzad yet chaz v'shoik by chulin, because you can't do tenufa. So what do you need vizeh for? So look at Chloe Afsha. El Ze Lomli. It says here, Ze Yeh Mishra Lekhanim. Sounds like it's a meat. What are we made? Liquor of Chista. Rav Chista ha Mazik Matnes Kahuna. Oysha Ochlon Potom El Shalim. If someone is Mazik, the Mat Tonoish Kahuna, he takes his Rav Chaim Keva, he takes it out of his behema, and he throws it in the garbage and burns it. Or he eats it. He's Potom. He's Potom El Shalim. He only has to give it to the Kohen, Kozman's Be'en. But once he destroys it, he's Potom, and we'll see the next Gemara why. But we have here already an inkling why, because it's Zeh. Zeh says, only if it's Be'en. But if it's not Be'en, you're not mechuyev to give it to the Kohen. So the bottom line is, it's pashut no chaz v'shoik, because it's not l'fnei Hashem. No, it's pashut no chaz v'shoik by chulin. Aye, what you need Zeh for is the mayit ha-mazik or oichel that you're part of milashalim. But in the other way around, how do you know that kachin's part of matanis is from the word of the etain oisam, dafka chaz v'shoik, and not matanis?